Hello and welcome to the Success Showcase. I'm your host, Eric Lopkin from the Modern Observer Group. And with me as always is Chip Januszewski from the Happiness and Success GPS. Chip, how are you doing this week?
Doing great. How about you, Eric?
I'm doing fantastic. We're heading into the end of June here. It is sunny, it is warm, and it is a great day to move forward.
Absolutely.
Aside from this podcast, I do a radio show on actual radio, FM, called The Business Buzz. And last week on the show, we had a caller call in, and he wanted to know why people are so hung up on trying to find jobs that aren't there instead of going out and creating their own. And I thought it was a very interesting topic. The economy has changed so much that people really do need to go out and create their jobs. And you and I as business owners have each done this. So I thought we would talk about this, how we came to the decision to create our own jobs, what we did to do it, and what the advantages and disadvantages have been.
Sounds like a plan.
So, Chip, how long ago did you start your company?
It was 1996. And unlike a lot of people today who have the opportunities to do things, mine was kind of forced started because my background, I worked for my dad out of college for 20 years in manufacturing. And we ended up having to close we actually sold the company in 1995. And in 1996, we all got the boot, which was kind of unexpected when we sold the company. But as it was coming closer, it happened. And so one morning, I just got a call, March of 1996, saying, Chip, go home. And so my entrepreneurial career was jump-started then. And as I was driving home, I've always had the positive attitude. I said, I'm not working for anybody. Don't want to work for anybody. Now what am I going to do? So it took me a little while to figure things out. And actually where I am right now, 21 years later, is where I could have been years ago if I had started planning ahead of time. And really a lot of what I do now is a culmination of what I've been doing for the last 21 years and before. And that's helping people find themselves and get into the careers that they want to get into. And if you're in a job right now that you don't like, you should start working on things on the side, finding what you love to do, your passion, your purpose, and so on and so forth, and start researching opportunities. And it's so much easier these days to get a job of your own and to start your own business because of technology, online things, and whatever than it ever was. And so the message is, take today's session with the two of us to heart. And if you had ever been thinking about doing something, it's never too late to start researching it, whether you're going to do it or not, because it's really important to be working on things that you are interested in.
Absolutely. And something you said in there really struck a chord, and it was about having a side gig. And now that seems to be more and more the case. But I remember, I think from the time I graduated college, I always had something going on the side. When I was working 9 to 5, and I did a lot of different things, all related to communications. I did public relations, I did advertising, I was a writer. So while I was working at the PR agency, the ad agency, I was also freelancing as a journalist. And I started my own company for my first company back in the 90s. I did some publishing, but I'd always had something on the side, so that when the time finally came to make that full-time jump, and this was in 2009, in a situation very similar to yours, although I had been planning for it ahead of time. I had been doing consulting for quite a while for different companies, and I was not happy with the company I was in. So I had decided, you know what, I should be doing this for myself. And the intention was, as with all the other projects I had done over my career, to do it on the side until it took off enough to be a full-time gig. This, however, was 2009. When a third of the company was laid off, I went with them. And fortunately, was able to jump into this new venture.
Yeah, and the huge difference between you and me is, number one, I was working right out of college, and this is 1976. It was BC before computers and everything else, and it was a family business. My grandfather started the business out in Wisconsin almost 100 years ago. My dad is the youngest of his three sons, and so when they wanted to open up a plant out east, he did back in the late 60s. And back in the 50s, actually, and he bought out his interest in the late 60s. So we worked together as two separate companies. They're still going strong out there. However, we ran into some hard times in the 90s. And even though it was not fun going to work because I was balancing finances and everything else, the one thing that you had always done that I had not done is taking a look at side interests and so on and so forth. So that when I got that call that morning, it's okay, what am I going to do? And I ended up taking the summer, and I went into website design. And the way that I went into that was I actually looked in the Hartford Courant, which is a newspaper. Hopefully you folks out there know what newspapers are. But I went in there to take a look at local companies that I could work for after taking a two-day seminar from one of the early online mall companies from Colorado that wanted you to do stuff for them. And so I worked in website design for a while, and what I wanted to do was market myself through networking because I didn't want to make a whole bunch of cold calls, and networking opened doors for me. Number one, the realization that I love training people and that I love being with people, and it's a great way to develop business. And so I actually started teaching that because I was an assistant director for BNI, and I transitioned into consulting in the early 2000s because that was my background. And I've gone from point A to point B with the networking. A lot of personal development work over the last 30 years, as a lot of you folks who listen to this program know. And it kind of culminated a few years ago in rebranding myself as the Happiness and Success GPS, because there are so many people out there that are doing stuff that they don't like to do. And so even if they're making a lot of money, they are not quote unquote successful because they are not happy. So it took me a long time to get there. My passion these days is to tell people to work on yourselves. And if you're not doing what you want to do right now, there's always opportunities to do that, but it's time to start planning it. And the opportunities are just out there, and get some help if you want, get some direction, but start working on that. Even if it is just a side thing like you were doing before you got into this full time, it's so important to have things on the side. Number one, you know, as really a security blanket, but also because it's a whole lot more fun and you'll be a whole lot more happy and therefore successful if you're working on stuff that you love working on.
Absolutely. And it's easier than ever now to have something on the side. I mean, when I started, again, it wasn't before computers, but it was certainly in the infancy. There was no real internet at the time. But I reached out to different newspapers, looked for freelance opportunities. My father was head of the photography studio at the department store Abraham and Strauss, and he freelanced as a photographer on the side. So I always had that example to follow. But now it's very simple. There are actually websites such as Fiverr that you can register with whatever your side job is. Writing, web design, accounting, whatever it is, and sell your freelance services through there. Also, we've got the sharing economy now. I know a couple of business people who, to even out the income stream, I'm sure anybody who has a business understands, you know, some months you're flush, some months you're not. To even that out, I know a couple of them have started driving for Uber. because it brings in extra income. It's something they can do basically whenever they have the time. So there's all these ways that you can branch out now to make it easier and to bring in more money if your main job isn't, you know, what you want it to be, either financially or if it's not making you happy.
Absolutely. And as you're saying, I mean, the resources out there, the internet is just, it's information being shared all over the world. So think about the different things that you're interested in, start doing a little bit of research on this and that, whatever, and you may come up with ideas. Research with a little pad of paper next to you and just write down some ideas, and chances are it will blossom into potential opportunities for you, and that's what you do. And as you say, there's all kinds of resources to market your services online just as a freelancer while you're working your 9 to 5.
All right. And, you know, for those people that don't have a 9 to 5, again, you know, the economy has picked up, but it's still not where it should be. There are a lot of people, a lot of recent grads who are having trouble finding jobs. You can put your portfolio together, put it up on these sites, and start marketing yourself while you're looking for a job. You know, your side gig doesn't have to be to a 9 to 5. It can be what you're doing on the side while you're looking for a job as well, especially if you're just out of college.
Yeah, you know, as opposed to multitasking, we're talking multi-jobbing here, but it's a great thing to get involved in. And if you're working several things at once, obviously in an organized fashion, because we've talked about that too, but if you're working several things at once, chances are that one of those things is going to be developed into something that's more lucrative for you, more fun, and that kind of thing. So by all means, go for it.
Right. And if you look back historically, the mega moguls, you know, the richest folks on the planet, none of them got there doing one thing. The one thing that they all teach is that you have to have multiple streams of income. So if you're putting all of your eggs in one basket, you're probably not going to get where you want to go. So looking at something on the side, looking at creating your own job, it's a step people have to take. And more it's actually becoming necessary. Economic trends have shown for a while, companies are hiring fewer and fewer people as full-time employees. And they're hiring more consultants, they're hiring more part-timers. So you have to be able to roll with that punch and
yes.
Find those part-time, find those opportunities.
And it's going to be more and more as time goes on, because the overhead of carrying employees versus hiring contractors, it's a whole lot more for companies that do that kind of thing.
It certainly is. Now, I mean, we've talked about what we did, and there are different ways to do it, but emotionally, what did you go through when you took that jump?
Well, again, I mean, it was forced on me. And emotionally, looking at the positive side of things, I said, I've been going through the last 10, 15 years juggling a company that's having problems financially and so on and so forth, 70 employees and so on. And it was like a breath of fresh air when I was driving home, but I had no idea what I was going to do. So obviously, there was a lot of stress in trying to redo things and get the business going and so on and so forth. And so doing it when you're forced to do it is not recommended. That's the only word of advice that I can tell you. And as you say, the likelihood of what you have that seems secure right now not being there down the road is a lot higher now than it ever was. However, the good thing that you have to do out there is you can get your own thing going And one of the best ways to develop things is through networking and developing strategic partnerships and so on and so forth, sharing your ideas with others and getting the word out that way and working with other people to help you get going. There's, even though we have the internet and all kinds of things that seemingly are not socially things that you want to do, the most important thing you can do is develop person-to-person relationships to really help you get these businesses going.
That's very true. Everything is based on the relationships. We've talked about that in the past. Finding a job, creating a company, getting business, all of it relies on personal relationships.
Yeah, and the toughest thing have going into it is the fact that you are an unknown commodity. So the more that you have your friends and your family and business relationships talking about you, it's developing a sales force and getting that awareness out for you as far as what you're doing, because that's something that you really can't do by yourself unless you're a whiz at online marketing and that kind of thing. So the relationships are really, really important.
All right. I knew nothing about networking when I started my business. And again, I started it, I was planning to do it, but I got pushed into it a little faster than I would have liked. And I mean, the stress level was huge. Because it wasn't just me. I was married. I had two kids. And I was the sole breadwinner for the family. So everything was relying on me bringing in money. I knew nothing about networking. I started networking right after I started my business because I knew I had to get the word out. However, what I didn't realize is that in my own way, I had been networking all along. I wasn't going to networking events like I did when I started my business, but I had put together a personal network, and that was what actually allowed me to launch the company when I did, because all of my initial clients came as referrals from people I had worked for, from old bosses, from people I worked with at different companies. So I had been networking in the confines of my job, and I had kept those relationships going when I left those companies. And as it turned out, when I started my own company, that was the key to get me going, was I told these people, yes, I'm out on my own now, this is what I'm doing. And a number of them went, oh, I know somebody who needs that service. Let me put you in touch with them.
Yeah, and that's a great point. The people that you have relationship-wise in your network, they are always going to be there for you. And if you have had a transition and you're looking for help, they will always be there to help you out. So it's so important to keep in touch with people that way. And just as you said, as soon as you were out on your own, you let them know what was going on. Can you help me out? And they're there. And that's really what networking, that's what relationships, that's what life is all about, is helping each other out.
That's it. And even if you never intend to be in business for yourself, if you don't feel it's for you, if you just, you want to be an employee somewhere, you're comfortable there, you like that, you still need to network, because if you want to change jobs, I read a statistic recently, about 70% of jobs are filled before the listings ever hit the job boards, newspapers, you know, help wanted ads, wherever the listings are. 70% of them are filled before that listing ever shows up anywhere. And they're filled by people, say, by the hiring manager going to their network and saying, hey, do you know anybody for this position? So you need to be networking to be able to be found for other jobs, not just, you know, a whole career shift.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to consider yourself as an independent contractor, whether you are working for somebody else or not, because you are always working for yourself. And as you said, 70%, I think maybe the percentage is even higher, that's filled through networking and relationships, because the bottom line is people who are on the hiring side of things, they want to hire people that they're likely to hit it off with, like and trust and so on. And so they're going to go to people that they know and trust and ask them who they know that might fit the bill that way. And that's why those positions are filled without hitting the job sites and that kind of stuff, because people want to hire people they know and trust. So they're going to go to their network to find out who those people are.
Right. And actually, you just said something that I want to expand upon about treating your job like you are an independent contractor. This is incredibly important to do, and most people never even consider it. I realized a while back that I had a different perspective on doing the job because of my family. My grandfather owned his own business. My grandmother owned her own business. My great-grandmother owned her own business. My father worked but was a freelancer. My uncle owned his own business. So everybody had something going on other than a traditional 9-to-5 job. So I was always surrounded by that. So I always looked at these things a little differently. But from my first job right out of college, and because I was doing side work as well, I always looked at my employer as though they were my client. I never thought of it as, oh, I go to work, I put the work in, you know, they're the boss. I always looked at it as they were the client. And I got two things out of this. One, it gave me the flexibility to juggle multiple jobs, which came in very handy, you know, in numerous occasions. But also, when the jobs finally went away and I went off on my own, it made that transition easier. Because, yes, I was hunting for clients, but I was always working for clients in my mind. It was always that perspective. So it made the transition easier, despite all of the stress in now having to generate that income on my own. So there are a lot of benefits to looking at your employer as a client.
Absolutely. And one of the biggest benefits is your employer will look differently at you, because your employer is going to know that people are just there every week for a paycheck, and people who really care about their jobs and are looking to do the best they can do. And those are the people that get the promotions and get taken by other companies. And if they're leaving, that your employer is likely to help you get another job if there's no place for you there. And I just recently ran into a situation like that with a really, really good friend of mine, and it happens all the time. So if you take charge of your life, regardless of where you are as far as working for yourself or working for your employer, you will be a whole lot more successful on the job, and you're going to be a whole lot happier in the situation that you're in, because you are in control, whether you realize it or not.
Right, and it allows you to adapt faster. So as companies are shifting to a more contractor-focused method rather than employee-based, looking at your employer as a client really does help you be more flexible. And it also helps you realize, well, wait a minute. You know, I may be getting health insurance from my employer. I may be getting other benefits. These are not forever. And let's face it, the days of graduating from school, going to an employer, and staying with that employer until you retire are gone. It doesn't happen anymore. So even if you're looking for a full-time job, even if that's what you want to do, you don't want to be a business owner. You want to, you know, work for somebody. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you have to understand that that goes away too. And you have to be prepared for that by creating your own opportunities. You can't wait for an opportunity to present itself. You've got to make it.
Got to be proactive.
Absolutely. And when you're proactive, benefits come at work as well. because your boss sees you're proactive. Promotions are easier to get because they know you're putting the work in. They know you're able to see things before they're actually your responsibility to react to. And by taking on that responsibility, by treating your job as though it was your business, and making sure everything runs properly and making sure you're putting in 100% every day, that's noticed. So even if there isn't a place for you to be promoted to, if you go off on your own, you leave on good enough terms that, like I had to do when I went back to old bosses and said, yes, I'm doing this now, they were actually able to help me out and provide clients for me, especially since I wasn't competing with any of them. And it really does help. You have to go into everything with the attitude that this is my opportunity. I'm going to make the most of it. I'm not going to wait for somebody to hand me something. I'm going to go take it. I'm not waiting for somebody to offer me a job. I'm creating a job. I'm going to go out. I'm going to make a job for myself. I'm going to make a place for myself. Because that's what the new economy relies on.
At the top of your resume, after your name, just put the name Incorporated, because you are your own company. And all the experience that you've collected during your life is taking you towards that. So, again, it's so important to just keep exploring opportunities and making things happen yourself.
Exactly. Take the skills you have. Take the skills you learn. Never stop building on them. Even if it's a skill you're not using right now, stay up to date with it, because you never know when it's going to come in handy. What I do now, the business consulting, the coaching, is actually the culmination of everything I had done previously. And you said your situation is the same. It's the culmination of everything from before. So everything builds one on top of the other to get you where you need to be. So you need to keep those skills fresh. You need to keep up with what's going on. But the most important is always think of yourself as your own company. Your employer is your client. Your client, potential clients are your clients. And think independently.
Every place that you've been is a potential door, is a someplace that you can go. So as you say, it is so important to keep up on the skills that you have. And really, it's important to take a look at what you've done, because some things may be buried a while ago, and rekindle the interest in certain things that worked before. That's a great thing to do also. Because as you get to be as old as I am and so on and so forth, sometimes you forget about that kind of stuff.
Right. And you always take a fresh perspective in what you've done. People have a tendency to dismiss things that they have done. I've done this many, many times where I've talked about something that I've done, and the person I'm speaking to is very impressed at the accomplishment. And in my mind, I didn't even think it was worth bringing up. Because, oh, that was just something I did years ago.
Right, second nature.
Right. So we're actually coming up on the end of our time here. So, Chip, what do you think is the one big takeaway you want our listeners to have this week?
Constantly be working on yourself, putting things down on paper, exploring opportunities, because there's always something out there.
I think my takeaway for this week is think of yourself independently. Think of yourself as your own company whether you're an employee, a business owner, a freelancer, whatever it is you're doing, run your life, run your business like a business, and you will get the benefits. You've been listening to the Success Showcase. You can catch us every week at blogtalkradio.com/successshowcase. You can also catch us on the Apple Podcasts app and find us in the iTunes store. Remember, make this week your best week ever, and make next week even better. See you then.